Okay, welcome to today's podcast. We have a guest today. It's not just me and Matt.
Yay!
Yay! So my name is Cassie.
And we're back in the office.
We're back in the office. Yes, yesterday we were down at Newport Dunes and we had a special, special, special guest, a really fast one. But you should go back and listen to that episode with Teddy Mellencamp from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Huge Housewives fan.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen her yesterday then. I saw her in a bathing suit and everything.
She's gorgeous.
We'll discuss after. Okay. Because you should probably totally get hooked up with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, my name is Cassie and I am with Grit Cycle and I am with...
Matt Bourne.
Also with Grit Cycle, and you're listening to Talkin' Grit. And we have a special guest today, Taylor from Taylor Made Cuisine.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Cassie and Matt. I am so excited to be here with you guys. So I guess we'll just tell you a little bit about, you know, sort of what I do. Taylor Made Cuisine is a meal prep company. We're located right here in Orange County. My husband and I run it, so family-run business and...
Women-owned business.
Women-owned.
For sure, your husband works for you.
He works for me. He doesn't like to think of it that way, but it is definitely that way. And basically, we are here to sort of talk about what makes Taylor Made Cuisine different from the average meal prep company, which I'm sure... a lot of people have tried different, you know, companies out there, and we kind of turn the average meal prep on its head, sort of. So definitely want to talk about that today.
It is a hot topic. Around here in Orange County, I think just because of the like busyness of people in the area, and I'll just say it, a little bit of the affluence that is here in the area. Meal prep or meal delivery is popular. I know Matt is a big fan of it because he's busy and, you know, he likes a certain...
Makes it easy.
It makes it easy. So, but I think it's getting more and more accessible. It used to be something that was just totally for the rich and famous. Totally. So at the beginning, just let me know what makes it, how has it been... making it more accessible to people. Was that one of your goals when you started your company?
So when we started a little over a year and a half ago, I actually worked for a different meal delivery service. They didn't necessarily focus on health, but more just like the ease and having like a hot meal delivered fresh every day if you wanted. I was contacted by complete strangers. They got my information from a girlfriend of mine, and they were interested in having some food prepared. And my husband and I were in the process of getting married, so any extra little dollars really helped. At the time, I said, okay, let's do it. 6 weeks later, I had to quit my job. I guess what I was providing was just a superior quality. It started to spread like wildfire. I didn't have time for anything else. In the year and a half that I've been doing this, it has been just like hitting the ground running from day one, and we have grown so much. As far as accessibility, yeah, I think more people are definitely starting to catch wind of this. I would say it's more, not a fad, but it's definitely, I would think, a long-term trend of meal delivery, because Orange County is just a busy, I would say, place to be. Not only are you working and you have family, you have a lot of friends, you have a lot of stuff going on, and eating healthy isn't always conducive to having that busy lifestyle. And so we find ourselves choosing unhealthy choices, going through the drive-thru. I mean, I'm still, even as an advocate for eating super healthy, I still find myself going through the drive-thru even now, just because I'm a busy gal. But you know, there's definitely something to be said about having your meals prepared, ready to go. You can just grab it and go, and it just fits in with whatever you're doing that day. And I see this being something that's totally long-term.
I love it. So you talk about starting it and within 6 weeks having to quit your other job.
Yeah, my other job.
The full job.
Yeah.
And so that takes a little bit of, we always like to talk about how grit plays in to your life and in your business. And so it took chutzpah for sure. And
balls.
Balls. Protein balls. Lots and lots of protein balls.
Love it.
But it also takes some grit. I mean, you had to have some faith, some grit. You know.
I mean, we definitely come from a very intense place. I feel that you have to just, like, grab life, you know, by the horns every moment that you get. Like, regret is not something that you should ever live with. You should just go for it. He's kind of my, he as in my husband, Mike, he's sort of my rein in, you know, because I can kind of just fly off the handle and be like, okay, this, let's do this. Yes, 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 let's do it all. That doesn't work either, you know? So definitely, I would say my grit comes from just...
The men are usually the voice of reason. I just want you to know that.
Well,
just throwing it out there to the podcast world.
In our relationship, he's definitely the brakes and I'm definitely the gas. But every car needs both, you know, and we work as a really great team. But my grit really just comes from A, not wanting to work for somebody else and wanting to just like have like my life the way I want it and when I want it. And I don't want to work forever. I want to be at some point, you know, I want to have a family and be able to focus on that and not have to work my life away, you know? So that's why we do this. We're really trying to create like something big here, you know?
What's your background in food and health and all of that?
I'm glad you asked. So I actually went to OCC and I went to culinary school there. Really, again, Mike was sort of the one that encouraged me to take that route because I had been into food as a hobby since I was like 7 years old, the first time I ever baked my own cake. Like, and I used food as a way of wooing him, and it does work. But
we totally should have had Mike on the podcast.
I know, but maybe another time. But yeah, no, so he encouraged me to go to culinary school, turn my passion into a career, and the experiences and the people that I met there really kind of formed who I am as a chef now. My first jobs were as private chefs. I can't tell you who I worked for, but he or she was is very famous. And I worked for them for...
Whisper it to me. Shh. Don't tell anybody.
Let's just say he plays basketball and has a few daughters. Anyhow.
Gotcha. steak.
Working for the rich and famous made me very in tune to the needs of people and sort of... that those needs can sometimes change day to day, and that's kind of what we base TaylorMade Cuisine off of, which is that we provide customized meal plans. The other companies out there, you have options to choose from. You can maybe make a few substitutions, but for the most part, they have to streamline their process. What we do is we take your dietary needs, allergies, restrictions into consideration, and we build a menu just for you. So there isn't a menu out there floating around because it's different for everybody every week and every client, you know? So that's what being a private chef taught me, is just the power of customization and listening to what the customer wants.
I like it.
Totally.
How do you handle, I see you on social media. By the way, you should follow Taylor at her Instagram handle, which is TaylorMade Cuisine, right?
No, it's not. That's a common misconception.
I thought it was.
It's Little Chef Tay.
Yeah, that's right, Little Chef Tay.
L-I-T-T-L-E, Chef T-A-Y. And yeah, I'm big on Instagram, so definitely come check out the food porn. It's plentiful there.
I'm pretty sure that's the first time anybody has said the word porn on our podcast.
But it's not, but it won't be the last, I can promise that.
I like totally having a sweat. So if you,
I don't know if I follow you.
You should follow Taylor on Instagram at Little Chef Tay.
Yep.
I've seen you around at other businesses around the area.
Yeah.
And so how are you handling? I think you might be killing it. So how are you handling the success? Like, how are you finding some balance in your life?
You know, it's an everyday struggle of just putting the phone down and shutting it off. And it's like a constant like struggle to do that, because as a business owner that is so hands-on, especially in the beginning because we are relatively new, you want to get as much done every day as you can. If you have that mentality though, sometimes other things start to fade away, and those other things are a big part of who you are as well. So I kind of have a rule. It's like past 10:30, no more phones, and, you know, nothing before 8 a.m., you know? And then when we have an event, like a birthday or a wedding or something that's planned in advance, we don't not go to it because something pops up, an opportunity or something for work. We keep our commitments to our friends and our family because they're important to who we are.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you are going to do an event at our Costa Mesa studio.
Yes, so exciting.
Grit Cycle Costa Mesa. It's going to be on October 6th, which is a super important day for many of us in this building. But it's going to be even more important because you are going to be at Grit Cycle Costa Mesa in the morning, and you're going to be doing a tasting, right?
Yeah, we're going to bring some goodies for everybody to have after their workout. It's going to be healthy stuff, like to fuel, you know, that muscle building and whatnot, but it'll give you a chance to sample what we're all about and see the quality that we bring to the table and hopefully get some people on board.
I know Matt's wife, Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa.
Yeah, she loves it.
She's doing the keto plan?
She's kind of more paleo, yeah, I would say. Dairy free, which is very popular, and doesn't do any pork. But yeah, she's like really easy. She likes it all, so I like clients like her. But yeah, no, she's awesome.
Yeah, no pork in our house. Sad for a guy from Iowa that we're not allowed to have pork. But
do you ever steal it from her, Matt?
Yeah, it's funny because we both do our thing and we eat together all the time. So yeah. It's like, it's fun to like try each other's stuff and do all that. And we both have busy schedules and, like you said, a social schedule that, so you can't, like, it's hard to do a meal prep and like know that you're going to be wasting food at the end of the week because we go out to eat, we have to go out with clients, we have to do lunches with clients and with other things. So it's hard. So it's nice to be able to like have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, always be able to grab a lunch if we need to grab a lunch, whether it's mine or hers. We always have food to grab, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And so are you delivering it to people's houses?
Yes. So that's a good question. We deliver on Sundays between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. We find the, you know, kind of the gambit of customers are home at that time of the week and time of the day, and it's just left on your doorstep. We send you a quick little text, hey, your food's here, and keep it moving.
I think one of the cool things that I've noticed, as opposed to normal, like the meal prep that I do all the time, is that everything in your meal is individually packaged. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that Vanessa like really likes. Like I'm a very easy eater, so like I can grab my container and have everything already mixed together and just eat it really quick in my car or whatever. But I think she likes that, you know, that your rice is separated from your protein and that's separated from your vegetables, so you get to mix it on what you want, on how much you want and all that. I think that's a big difference from, as I've seen a lot of meal preps, and you know, like everybody's come through the door, and like that is the major thing that I see the difference between you guys.
That's actually really big for me as an advocate for the quality of the food. Really, when you have it all together, it doesn't last as long. Like the flavors get muddled. If you think about, you know, your protein is maybe sitting on a starch or sitting on a vegetable, and that item is now leaching whatever flavor or moisture is in that protein just right out of it, and you're not getting the quality of what the item was when it went into the container. So we separate everything. Everything keeps its integrity for the week. We vacuum seal our proteins, which locks in that moisture and that flavor, and it just keeps it you know, just tasting fresh a lot longer. And it also gives you the opportunity to not waste your food. You can throw it into the freezer, save it for another day if something comes up, and you're not, you know, throwing money down the drain, you know. But yeah, keeping everything separate is, for me, I think, gonna stay around for a long time.
I thought for sure you were gonna say that you're that kind of girl that never, ever, ever wants your carrots touching your fish.
Oh no!
You know, like people.
No,
those 3-year-olds that say it's touching.
Hey, but if there are people out there that think that way, this is perfect for them as well. But
another sales tool.
Right, exactly. And also, it gives you an opportunity to, like, obviously, I plan the menus and I put certain things together that I think go together. But if on a different day, like, you feel like this item from this meal would go better, or in your head it goes better with this meal, you know, this item from this meal, gives you an opportunity to kind of like mix and match and create sort of your own creation, you know, which is, I think, fun for people as well.
I love it. So Taylor from tailor-made cuisine. Mm-hmm. Little Chef Tay on Insta. She's going to be at Gritcycle Costa Mesa on Saturday, October 6th in the morning, doing a tasting and a sampling after all of the classes in the morning. She also has a totally rad deal, which I think I'm going to take advantage of tonight.
Is that okay?
Okay. So she has 15% off for all Gritcycle clients and people listening to the podcast. And so your website is TaylorMadeCuisineInc.com.
Yes.
Inc.com. So you go on there, you can enter the promo code GRIT15. So GRIT15 and get 15% off your first meal delivery.
Oh, yes.
I think, wait, one last question.
Sure.
What do you have? So we talked about the keto thing earlier. Right. So what are the different options you have, just so everybody knows before they have to go on and search it?
So you can go just classic and put in like your allergies and restrictions, and I can build kind of like...
How long of a list do you have?
I've had clients I'm not even joking. I've had clients who have had, you know, like 20 or 30, you know, things they can't eat because of like medications they're taking or whatever. So don't feel shy in that area. But, you know, in addition to just having like a basic, we also have keto, paleo, vegan, low FODMAP for people that have gastrointestinal issues. We also do like low inflammatory, like thyroid type meals. And honestly, if you have something that you want us to take a look at, we're accepting applications for new plans as well.
New obsessive compulsive people.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of.
You have Hashimoto's?
I've got Hashimoto's too. I've heard of it. We have clients who have it, so give us a call.
I bet. We do. Both Matt and I have Hashimoto's. Thyroiditis. It's a thing.
A lot of people have it or are starting to, you know, become aware of it.
It is. It's really, really, really prevalent, and it's something that most general practitioner physicians have kind of looked the other way. We could have a whole conversation.
Invite me back.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
We'll discuss it.
Matt is going to ask the final question.
Yes. The billboard. If you had a billboard on Newport Boulevard, what would it say?
Not your average meal prep.
All right.
I like it. So you want to follow Taylor, Little Chef Tay on Insta. Come see her on October 6th at Gritcycle Costa Mesa. Use a promo code GRIT15 or GRIT15 for 15% off your first delivery.
TaylorMadeCuisineInc.com. Come check us out.
I love it.
Yes.
Thanks for being on the podcast. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.